Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds pitcher Christian Rodriguez. And Christian, thanks for giving us some time here. It's been a really good start to the season for you and what is really your first full season of pro ball. So how would you describe the first month and a half has gone?
I mean, the first month and a half has gone really well. Just super grateful to be back on the mound, coming back from heart surgery. And, you know, I just give all my glory to God that I am able to play baseball again, because kind of like I mentioned with another reporter, I didn't think I was going to be playing baseball when I found out I had surgery.
Yeah, and I want to cut to the chase right with that. You mentioned heart surgery is what kept you out all of last year, despite being drafted back in 2024 out of Cal State Fullerton. So when you got that news that you needed that heart operation, how did that news hit you?
I thought it was a joke, to be honest with you, because when I got told to come into the office with Scott Stansberry down in Florida, I thought we were going to talk about contacts because I have really bad eyes. And he opened up his laptop. He's like, hey, we're going to have a team with the, or we're going to have a meeting with the team physician and all that stuff. I was like, all right. And they got right to the chase. Like, hey, your ultrasound came back and we found something on it that might be a little concerning for us. And I was like, oh, okay. And team doc was like, yeah, you are going to need heart surgery. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. And I immediately broke down in tears. I was like, immediately the worst thing came to my head. I was like, all right, well, baseball's done. And luckily I was surrounded by a great group of guys in the office that day, and they just told me, like, hey, like, everything's gonna be okay. And then talking to all my teammates and Byron, our team therapist down there, it's been super grateful.
So with all that, how grateful are you to be with the Orioles, just considering if it maybe wasn't for that, maybe that kind of thing doesn't get discovered?
You know, I'm super grateful for the Orioles, super blessed for the opportunity that they gave me to play professional baseball, because if I wasn't drafted by the Orioles, I was going to go to the University of Hawaii on a full ride and continue to play baseball and start my master's there. So, I mean, it's a catch-22 of like, hey, be grateful to be drafted by the Orioles or go to Hawaii and play baseball in paradise, you know what I mean?
Did that kind of surgery, going through that kind of big moment in your life of a heart surgery and being put aside from baseball for that long, did that really change your perspective maybe on life and maybe even baseball itself?
100%. I mean, I'm a godly person, kind of like how I give all my glory to God. Just knowing that baseball was going to be on pause again, one, it helped me continue to grow my faith, not only with the Lord, but also with my family and my wife now. And it's a totally different thing when you're not on the field competing versus when you're sidelined and you're kind of watching your teammates do the thing that you love at the highest level.
So all that being said, how great is it to be healthy? Because obviously the heart surgery was there for you the last year, but you also had Tommy John while you were in college at Fullerton. So now that you're fully healthy, pitching well, how grateful are you to having all the success you're having right now?
Like I said, super, super grateful, super happy that I'm able to compete at the highest level, because ultimately I could have just given up on myself after having Tommy John, like how you mentioned, and realistically could have just said baseball's not really in the cards anymore after having heart surgery.
And on the baseball side of things, it has been a really good season for you in your first full pro season. So what do you feel like has worked for you on the mound this season?
You know, just staying in a really good routine, not trying to do too much out there, just telling myself, like, have fun and compete. And if I can check box both those things going into the game and after the game every night, then it's a win for me.
And it feels like you've got a lot of pitches that are working for you right now. You went 6 innings last time out against Salem, 5 2/3 the time before that, and a really good start too. So it feels like because of that, you've built up a lot of longevity on these starts you've had, and that's led to really this good start of yours.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I give a lot of credit to Bailey Vostecki, our pitching coach, and also all the pitching coaches down in Florida, just kind of building a routine like, hey, this is our plan of attack on certain days and bullpens. And then during our meetings that we have here before games, before the starts, kind of just all the coaches in there talking like, hey, like, this is the game plan, this is what we think, and kind of just throwing ideas off each other, because I feel like if we don't have those meetings and pitchers kind of just go in and like don't really know what to do, that's when things can kind of get a little chaotic. But like I said, just super grateful for the staff and all the communication that we have before and after games.
Before I let you go, before you did get drafted by the Orioles, you pitched for the Frederick Keys. At that time, we're an MLB draft league team. Now they're the high A affiliate of the Orioles. So how nice is it going to be in that full circle moment hits when you get that chance to pitch in Frederick again, but this time as a pro ball player?
You know, it's super cool to see the Keys back being an affiliate. I remember when I was out there, everyone talked about how they used to be an affiliate, and those stands used to be packed. Like Manny Machado, Chris Davis, all those guys being up there just playing in front of like a sold out crowd. Going up there, it's not going to be anything different for me. Yes, it's going to be somewhat close to home, so to speak. But I mean, it's baseball. Going up there to do a job and ultimately just at the highest level of competing and doing my thing.
Well, Christian, tremendous stuff. Great to see you on the mound having as much success as you're having, and certainly best of luck going forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Go Birds, baby.
Pitcher Christian Rodriguez. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.